Now, friends, we've come to the new section in 1 John. In fact, we've come to the last major division of this very wonderful little book. We've come to chapter 5. And if you have your Bible there, I'm sure you've turned to this place. We have seen in the first part, God is light. Then we have been in that very extensive center section that ended with chapter 4, God is love. Now, the subject is God is life. And this is divided into two separate sections, that is chapter 5. We have in the first 5 verses, victory over the world. And then from verses 6 through 21, assurance of salvation. Now, he begins this chapter like this. And remember, it's victory over the world that he's talking about for the believer. And the world here again is the cosmos world. That is the world with all of its organizations, all of its governments, all of its selfishness, its greed, its sorrow, its sickness, its awful sin. And the child of God is to have a victory right down here over the world. And that is possible for him. He says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. Now, this is a very important section that we've come to. God is life, and that life comes through being born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, that means this is the method, that whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. And John actually opens his gospel like that. You remember in the first chapter down about verse 11, he makes it very clear there that it is faith, and actually just simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the exousion power, the right or the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that don't do any more nor less than just simply believe on his name. And that means that when you trust Christ, you trust who he is as well as what he did. Because what he did has no value if he's not who he said that he was. And again, I say that the virgin birth is very essential. Who is this that died for the sins of the world? It wasn't an ordinary man that did that, because an ordinary man would be sinful himself and could not even die for his own sins. That is, die in the sense he'd have salvation. He'd die in a judgment death and eternally separated from God. Now, here he makes it very clear that whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. In other words, it's faith that produces the new birth. And now that he's born again, how does he know that he's been born again? Does he have some great overwhelming experience? Does he enter some ecstatic state? No. Not necessarily. Some people do, I'm told, and I suppose it's all right, but that's not the usual procedure. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that's begotten of him. Now, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you are born again. And God becomes your heavenly Father. And he is God the Father, and he becomes your heavenly Father. Now, if he is your heavenly Father, and you're begotten of Him, you love Him. But it doesn't stop there. It means also that you're going to love the one that's begotten of Him. In other words, you're going to love other of God's little children. Now, He said this before, and John never said that this was something new with him. He said, this is what we've heard from the beginning, that we were to love one another. And the Lord Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one for another. And this expression here, born of God, is very, very important. It hasn't anything to do with the fact that you have joined a church, and I hope you have if you are born of God. And it hasn't anything to do with the ceremony, but if you're born of God, I hope that you've gone through a ceremony. And it doesn't mean that you follow a ritual, because that doesn't mean that you're a child of God. But the important thing is, are you born of God? And if you've been born again, and you're born again when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and the proof of it is, you're going to love God. You love your Father. He begot you. And you're going to love the other children of God, because they're your brothers and sisters. Now, He has been giving to us all through this epistle, and it is the epistle of how you can have the assurance of your salvation. And here are some of the marks, some of the evidences that you're a child of God. He says back in the second chapter, verse 29, and I think I probably ought to just turn to that. He says, if ye know that He is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. And so, to practice righteousness in your life, that doesn't mean that it's the unusual thing or the abnormal thing that one day you practiced it, but it means that it is the practice of your life. That doesn't mean that you don't slip and fall sometime, but the practice of your life. And then the second is, He does not practice sin. And that's in the third chapter, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not practice sin. That means to live in it, to revel in it, to make it your life. The lifestyle of the sinner is sin. He lives in it all the time. You don't expect him to do differently. And many of us did that until we came to Christ. Now, he's to love other Christians, and we're told that in verse 7 of chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's another test that'll give assurance to you, and that is that you love other Christians. Now, the fourth is, he'll overcome the world. And we're going to come to that. We haven't come to that yet. That'll be down here in verse 7. And I'm going to reserve that till we get to it. And the fifth one, he keeps himself from Satan. And we're going to get that in this chapter also, verse 18. So you see, two of the evidences, two of, as someone has put it, the birthmarks of a child of God, two of the five are right here in this chapter. Now, that's going to make this chapter rather important. And again, John is going to emphasize certain tests of true sonship here, which is love and obedience and truth. No one can quarrel with these words, love, obedience, and truth, being the mark of the child of God.